Anne says, my thoughts went out to the delivery drivers on their scooters yesterday. People should think before they order. I'm going to admit, Anne, I had a brainwave of consciousness yesterday. It was very, very late in the afternoon where the wind started increasing in my part of Cape Town, the Tableview Parklands area. So around about 3 o'clock, I was alone with the kids. My wife was working, made a small lunch, wanted to do something bigger for dinner. Realized we didn't have potatoes and other things, and I called up on the delivery service, a small little grocery little delivery. An hour later, with wind picking up and a message on my phone saying, well, my phone now already an hour ordered, a message on my phone from the delivery app saying, not taking any more orders, but we're still processing. I then called and I said, you know what? I completely understand why you're more than an hour late. Can you cancel the order? I wouldn't want someone to be out on the road. And then they did. And then they also gave me a voucher. So I said, not necessary. But they said, no, it's no one's cause, so we're giving you a voucher. So I got a little bit of a voucher while also being considerate to a driver. Colin Diner is the Western Cape Chief for Disaster Management. Is this bringing up memories, this current storm system, bringing up memories of September last year? Colin, good morning.
Good morning, Lester. In fact, it's almost bringing up memories of the 2017 disaster we had with Knysna. You know, it's sort of the scale across the province is almost on that scale.
Yeah. We've spoken to meteorologists. They're saying, of course, it was the wind and fire before, but now it's the heavy rain, particularly as we see this cut of low system moving so slowly. We're going to see a heck of a lot of rain fall over the southwestern Cape over the next day.
Yeah, that's true. So the level 9 is really the Overberg, you know, the Cape Winelands area, and in that area we had where we've seen quite a bit of incidents in the Helderberg area. So those are really where we're focusing this morning. I spoke to the head of disaster management in the Overberg about an hour back, and he said they've had their rain has really started. They've had some minor road incidents, but they've had about 40 millimeters overnight. So I think the worst is unfortunately yet to come.
There's a call. I know that the Western Cape government has closed schools in the Overberg and the Cape Winelands and the eastern part of the metro. There have been calls, some messages on our WhatsApp line, why there isn't a greater call for all schools to be closed or industries. There's a very, very fine balance we need to create between keeping industry, the economy going, but also concern over people's safety. These decisions aren't taken lightly, aren't they, Colin?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we looked at the level 9 areas, and that was what the decision was with education in our joint operations center yesterday. But I must also add that Minister Mania did indicate that if there's any necessity, they have a very good system where they can inform schools very quickly through WhatsApp groups, you know, to parents, etc. So the decision is that if we make the call, our next joint operations meeting is at 8. If we make the call around anything else, those decisions can be made.
Yeah.
It's also important, you know, we run models. It's a scientific kind of approach we take. We run damage models, which can tell us to a fairly large extent which areas will be affected. And we also work on the strength of what that information gives us before we make the call.
But a general call, if your trip somewhere is not of critical importance, the call is largely to stay home if you do not need to be on our roads, any parts of the southwestern Cape today, Colin?
Absolutely, Lester. I mean, I just came in at about 5 this morning to the disaster centre in Tigerberg from Bloberg, and it was a really difficult trip. So, I mean, if just that short distance with a lot of lighting is going to be a problem, I would recommend specifically where people are travelling outside of the city, rather not, you know, anybody that is come here that wants to go and visit areas from a tourist perspective, you know, it just wouldn't be worth it going out today.
Colin Diner is the manager for disaster management in the Western Cape. Good morning. How does weather affect flights? Africa Milani spoke to Airports Company of South Africa just before 7 o'clock. As yet, no flights are affected. The head of AXA here in the Western Cape, that airplanes have fairly sophisticated guidance systems to help them land. Of course, they monitor crossing, but no flights are being affected. Of course, traffic to and from the airport, particularly this morning, is a concern. So if you do need to be at Cape Town International Airport sometime today, do try and get there